This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations along the way on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and the website. We're also out there broadcasting on selected Salem Media stations in some of the biggest markets in America, and we're also out there broadcasting on some of the leading independent stations around the country, and we're so happy to have all of you on board listening to us, as well as our internet audience. Appreciate you guys and gals listening on the internet and, of course, on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx and UPS drivers, to the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the crew out there doing what they're doing, and, of course, to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel so that we can go where we need to go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, and you can find out anything and everything that you want to about the show over there. Find out about our guests, and we've got links over there for everybody that appears on the program, as well as take advantage of some of the things that you'll see there on the website. So joining us right now, hanging in there for another hour, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And we're going to go down here and pick up the colonel, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
All right. There you go. And they're only going to take a short thing there today because it is rather warm outside right now. It's 84 degrees. We started out at midnight at 90. How do you like
that?
How do you like that? Yeah, yeah. But anyway, let's say the pledge. You guys ready?
Ready, Captain.
Of course. Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, Colonel, you know, I've been sitting here and I've been talking about it, and you probably heard us a little bit earlier, but what on earth, you know, I can't believe that we're sitting there watching the Russian and Chinese Navy go around and around and around and around the Aleutian Islands with their 14 ships or their little convoy they got going on there, and we've got our destroyers sitting up there saying, don't cross this line.
Yeah, the Russians and Chinese together, this was unprecedented. It's a step up from things that they've done in the past, in China particularly in the last year. And it's not dissimilar from what we have done in international waters in the South China Sea. But, yeah, Russian and Chinese launched 13 naval battleships, and they did exactly what you described. They did the loop around the Aleutian Islands, and we responded with four destroyers, which came from three different locations from three different parts of the Pacific Ocean. And then, of course, we just shadowed until the end of this exercise by the Russians and Chinese on that. Military significance, it just displays what it was. It's a show of force on both parts. And what's a test of the degree of how much deterrence do we have? And to what degree would we react to it? If we had done nothing, that would have been abysmal. Now, the Biden administration did react, but we reacted in probably about the biggest way that we could have. I mean, we had to work pretty hard to get those four destroyers to do that. And so it's a test. And so the question is, will there be further tests on that? And what will our reaction be? And what is our capability to meet anything increased from that? Not that much.
Colonel, there is further testing on that. And here's what they're doing. The Chinese have released a television documentary showing the military readiness and what they plan to do to invade Taiwan.
Yeah, I noted that. And, the Chinese rush up. Hardly a day goes by where they're not. And they're doing this globally. And clearly in the last decade, and we were slow to realize this, and assess that China was the greatest national security threat that we've had and has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, with its ties to China and other ties, the Biden administration has been at its hands tied. Not a state hasn't, but because they are in charge, large and in charge, therefore the United States has been largely constrained. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's frightening. And our ability to react to that, we'll see whether it'll go beyond just a show of force and letting the world know that, hey, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do?
And we got about 30 seconds here. The Chinese expert Gordon Chan has warned the U.S., that we are on the edge of war amid the mounting challenges with our adversary, China, and we're just not paying enough attention to them. Well, somebody better wake up.
Yeah, I think we're paying attention, but there's one thing about paying attention and having the capacity and the wherewithal to be able to direct that. But, I mean, the first assertion is that on the edge of war, that's careful. You know, the world has always been on the edge of war. It always is. And we have wars going on always, everywhere. But major-scale conflicts that involve all the major powers.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, please, sir. Hold that thought. Yep. We're coming right back with more. Kyle, you hang on there. We're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And don't forget about our friends at Moss Nissan. You know, they got the Moss Nissan dealerships around. And of course, Dave Moss Jr. had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, David Moss Jr. And he had a good time. A lot of pictures on Facebook about his party and all that stuff. And that was great. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, you've heard him talking to me talking about them for going on 5 or 6 years now. Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, that's EMS, firefighters, and police, all church pastors too, active or retired, get a great deal and a great opportunity afforded to them on either a new Nissan vehicle or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan. Now, they've got the Moss Care program also, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. I strongly suggest that you take that advantage of that program that can help you have a much healthier car for a much longer period of time. Now, the second thing is, of course, their dealerships. The big full-service flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. You see the big old American flag up in the air, at least a mile away, sometimes a little bit further than that. But when that flag is up in the air and it's unfurled and rolling around there, it's something to see. And he just says, follow the flag and you'll be right there. Now, they've also got Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. They're right side by side there. And up in Brooksville, a brand spanking new Nissan dealership right there at State Route 50 up against the Suncoast Expressway, the toll road right there on the southbound side of the street on the west side of Brooksville. That's Moss Nissan. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you maybe a cup of coffee and a donut or something, whatever. But anyway, and of course, at Moss Nissan, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the United States. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello.
And back to Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright from the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Now, I really don't like to talk about stuff like this, but I feel I have to because the state of Florida, which is where we live, certainly you've got a lot of great things going on here. But we do have a big old black eye that I just found out about here a little bit. And that is that the Chinese have a new smuggling route that's opened up in which to enter the U.S. illegally. And it's called Florida. Now, here's what they're doing. And this is from a report in the Daily Caller, which came out of a report from the San Diego Union-Tribune. Now, apparently, according to an internal federal intelligence report obtained by the Daily Caller, Chinese migrants are taking boats from the Bahamas owned by the Chinese to illegally enter the United States through the coast of Florida. Now, the Chinese went out and bought some of these. They call them island freighters. You've seen them, right?
That's right.
And they're bringing people a half dozen at a time or whatever, so it's not big groups of people, over to the United States. Now, they got away with dropping off 5-1 trip, and they disappeared. They got away with dropping off 6-1 trip, and they disappeared. But recently, they got stopped just offshore, and six of the Chinese migrants that were on board were determined to be illegal. So they brought them into port, and they took them and sent them right back to the Bahamas.
Historically, we in the United States and in Florida were accustomed to these kind of boats bringing Cuban refugees, which, of course, we've been assimilated and brought that. But, yeah, this just indicated the Chinese they're hitting on all cylinders as far as infiltrating, to include, hey, buying expanses of farmland even in the free state of Florida.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a point of concern. And like we talked about in the post-COVID era, where everything from cruise ships and the shipping and in and out of our ports for feeding our tourist industry has increased, it makes it more difficult to detect, intercept, and stop this before they're able to land and do that. So, yeah, it deserves attention. And that's not just by the state of Florida. You know, this is a national security issue.
Well, I've been saying this for some time, and a person much smarter than me, Chinese expert Gordon Chang, said, when I first saw that the surge in Chinese migrants was coming, the thought that came to my mind was that these are either Ministry of State security agents or Chinese military who are coming to this country to commit acts of sabotage against the United States. Well, if you take a look at them, they're all younger, they're traveling light, they're pretty much clean cut. They've got clean clothes on, so it's not like they've been on a boat for 6 months in a day. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, clearly. And Gordon Chang is clearly, he's smarter than all of us when it comes to this. He's got a lifetime of doing this. He's extraordinarily thoughtful. I've had the pleasure of actually sitting by chance to be able to sit down and chat with him about some of these things, and that's wonderful. But he's like, and he's been saying this for a long, long time, and he pays attention to that. And, yeah, these are clearly not your refugees looking for a better life in the free state of Florida or the United States of America.
All right. Well, Colonel, I'm going to give it to Kyle here. Kyle, take it away.
Well, good morning, Colonel.
And good morning, Professor.
Thank you. Well, a couple of things here. Number one, we found out now about a major hack that China, we'll stay on China here for a minute, that perpetrated against Japan back in the fall of 2020. And that's causing some real concerns about us being able to share information with our friends in Japan. And then, second of all, Assuming that is, you heard the comment from Gordon Chang about being on the edge of war, what do you think that looks like? What do you think China is looking to do? Is it to make the country subservient to it, to our country subservient to China altogether, come in militarily? What do you think a quote-unquote war might look like?
Well, the first thing, that happened, and we're just learning that. However, and of course, we asked the Japanese, our allies, if we could have increased access to that so that we could check out and see the extent to which this intrusion caused and how vulnerable they are. And they balked at that. And that's understandable. It's not that they're cozying up to China versus the United States. It's that, you know, they're a sovereign nation, too. And so they got to be careful. And, of course, we've always enjoyed that. So, yeah, that's something to watch. It's something of concern. But the answer is we don't know what we don't know. We don't know how vulnerable they are. We don't know the extent to which they were compromised on that. The second point is I think it would be a stretch to say, okay, China's going to launch a war. Well, we already are at war with China, just as we are. We're at war with China, Russia, and Iran. The axis of evil. We are at war with them. Now, you're talking about a physical land war or war to actually their shots fired. Of course, that's a different story, and we're flirting on that. I think that the Chinese, if they could avoid that and still obtain superiority, they already have, in terms of numbers, they have a superior navy. They have the largest navy in the world now. Now, technologically, they still lag behind us, just as they do in the air. And, of course, their land forces have always been larger than ours, but their technology inferior. However, they're making great advances, notwithstanding the fact that their economy is not as strong as ours. But if you invest a great percentage of your economic energy into increasing the technology ability of your Navy, Air Force, and land forces, it makes you not just be able to rattle a saber, but it makes a loud noise and it's got to be heard. And so I don't anticipate war tomorrow with China, but at least when it comes to actual fighting. But we have been at war with them for a long time. We're just slow to recognize that, and we've kind of kept ourselves from being able to wage that in like response to any great extent to where we can deter via peace through strength. We don't have the strength, so we may not have peace.
All right, hold on there, guys, because we're going to be coming up on the break. And George just tossed something at us here. He said, don't forget there's 350,000 students from China here in the United States in our colleges. How about that?
That's right, George.
Yeah. All right. Hold on there, guys. Colonel and Kyle, and we'll be right back with more. The Colonel's going to stick around for another segment, so don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case, after the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. Thanks for listening as we get this Tuesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on 13 years. The reason I take it is because it works. It works. It works. And, of course, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, which is all natural, helps your body to, with its response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and you get the swelling and you get the suffering. Now, it will go straight to the source of the pain and lower or even eliminate it altogether. It's 100% drug-free. And you can get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can find out what I found out, and that is the product works. This might work for you, $19.95 on that product. Okay, before we get back to the Colonel, we've got 5 minutes with Harrison on Major League Baseball. And Harrison, what the heck's going on, and why were they throwing punches at each other the other night?
Well, before we get into that one, Matt, first I want to lead off with the usual Tampa Bay Rays, who begin a homestand tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Zach Eflin will take the mound for the Rays, and he'll be up against Cardinals Miles Mikolas. This should be a fun one for St. Petersburg residents specifically, since the Cardinals actually used to spring train in St. Pete, playing many years down at Alling Stadium. So I have to imagine it'll be a packed house at Tropicana Field. The Rays have also continued to turn around since their July struggles. After having a 4-14 stretch, they've gone 7-4 and have won their last three series. This includes a series win against the Astros, in a series win against the Yankees to keep those Yankees in last place. While the Rays still sit three games back of the Orioles in the AL East, they sit comfortably at the first wildcard spot, four games ahead of the third-place Blue Jays. If the Rays can take this series against St. Louis, they will be the second AL team and the third team overall to reach 70 wins, which is a good spot to be in mid-August. Keeping an eye on AL East opponents and playoff teams, the Orioles start a key series with the Astros, who hold the second wild card spot in the American League. The O's look to extend their four-game winning streak when they face Framber Valdez, who just threw a no-hitter in his last start. Another thing to keep in mind for this series is that it's a potential playoff matchup. If the playoffs start today, these two teams would play in the American League Division Series. That would be should the Astros make it up the second wild card round. And while that's trending, I want to talk about an incident with the Orioles broadcaster Kevin Brown, who was suspended after mentioning the Orioles' struggles as of late against the Rays before this season on the broadcast. This, we all know, is why he was suspended. Simply state the fact that the O's, who were not good the last few years, struggled against the Rays and was told he will not be on the broadcast for the foreseeable future. Just putting it out there, but I will leave it for everyone else to decide whether or not that was the right call. The Blue Jays look to add to a four-game winning streak when they head to Cleveland to play the Guardians. And while speaking of Cleveland, just to check in on that brawl between Jose Ramirez and Tim Anderson, Ramirez was suspended six games, while Tim Anderson will be out for six games. Both will be appealing their suspension. The Seattle Mariners are currently reminding everyone that they're not those same old Mariners, as they come into play today on a five-game winning streak and winning and within striking distance of a playoff spot. They have a chance to close in further when they start a series tonight with the Padres. The National League Central remains tight with three teams within three games of first, and all are within a game of a playoff spot. The Cubs have been the strongest of the three as of late, with six wins in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Brewers have dropped six in their last 10, and the Reds have lost 7 of 10. I have no doubt that Harry Carey would love this race. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Ohtani and the Angels look to get back on track today, currently in a seven-game losing streak, with their last win coming on July 31st. All this after going all in at the trade deadline. Now, of course, Ohtani has had one home run in the month of August so far, but he has batted 360 at this time and has had an appearance where he went scoreless. It's still a long way to go, but each game in August starts to feel just a little more pressing. That'll do it for your MLB update. We now return you to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Harrison, and we'll talk to you again real soon, so thank you very much for that. Okay, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And Colonel Kevin Wright, retired Lieutenant Colonel from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Well, Colonel, cutting right to the chase here, China is still a big-time problem for the United States, and we didn't hear a lot about Russia, and I know Kyle had something he wanted to say, so go ahead, Kyle.
Well, we understand, Kevin, that it looks like Saudi Arabia, the crown prince there, had hosted some 42 countries to talk about what's going on in Ukraine. Russia was not invited to that. But we also understand that, of course, China wants to step up and be part of the negotiation, I suppose, if you could call it that. But even Turkey's name has come up in trying to negotiate a settlement to this war.
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much stock on it. You know, it was probably one of the few countries that could actually host something like that, probably to no real substantive end, is Saudi Arabia. Of course, the Chinese were there. The United States was there. And as you said, 42 nations right there. The Russians weren't there. They made a big deal about not being invited, not that they would contribute anything to it. And it certainly wouldn't be a peace talk if they had been there. But if China's there, given the cozy relationship developing between Russia and China, Russia might as well have been there. So it's good that folks talk. It always is. That's probably one of the only benefits that we can't really get any more out of the United Nations is that it does provide the benefit for media discussion amongst the nations of the world. But I wouldn't make too much of that, and nothing really substantive has come out of that, but it's good that it happened. And you just look at the heightened tensions in the proxy war and the war that's going on in Ukraine, in the aftermath of this Saudi Arabia brokered peace talks, and that's all it was talks, the increased missile strikes by Russia out of the Caspian Sea, the drones that were knocked down, attacked by Ukrainians against the Russians in Moscow. It's just the war goes on, and it goes on not at a reduced mode at all. But I don't want to say, no, it's not good that we don't talk, but it really was to no substantive end, in my opinion.
Well, Kevin, what do you think about the idea of what would Ukraine have to, quote, give up in order to stop the war? Putin's not going to simply go back to Moscow with nothing, but it seems unreasonable that Putin would gain territory or other vital resources he was looking to get.
Yeah, well, both sides have been an all or nothing deal, both sides. I don't know. It's hard to say because you don't know what the facts on the ground will determine to what extent they're willing to give out there. And in time, in this enduring war, it may be the point that the Russian people, because, yeah, Vladimir Putin is a dictator, but he's not a dictator in the same sense that the Chinese Communist Party is, because there is some semblance and some expectation amongst the average everyday Russians that they have a say in what's done, and it may reach the point, as you talked about in an earlier segment. However, so what would happen? I think probably at this point, Crimea, the world will have to say, okay, Russia, you can maintain Crimea, which you won in 2014, which at that time was ever bit as long as illegal as the Ukrainian, because we were looking the other way at that time, within the world and the United States didn't react. It kind of emboldened them to do this Ukrainian invasion. So, but that may be it in the end.
I hear exactly what you're saying, and I think you're right. I mean, something big has got to occur for some kind of a peace negotiation to stick. But in the meantime, I guess the idea is to push Putin out of Ukraine.
Yeah, I think that is certainly the objective, which is getting trickier because you got some fairly independent players and increasingly independent, like in Belarus. And of course, we still don't know how the paid fighters from Russia who are simply not going to follow the contract that they had for being contracted to fight. So those are things that Russia has less control over, and we certainly don't have control over. So who knows? Mm-hmm. It's easy to say, okay, Russia, just get out of Ukraine.
All right.
But to make it happen.
Thank you very much, Colonel. You're going to get cut off. I look forward to talking to you on Thursday. And there goes the computer. Thank you very much. And, Kyle, you hang in there, and folks, will be right back. Final segment, Captain America, coming up. And I'm going to tell you something about the special counsel, Jack Smith, when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our final segment, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. They've been with me since the beginning of the show, when we first came on the radio down there. Now, you can stop in or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just schedule an appointment for service or just stop on by. Take a look, see what they got, and let them know what you want to do. Now, they are local, they are experienced, and guess what? When it comes to installation, to parts, to cleaning, they are the ones to call. Make sure you tell them I sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. And when it comes to blinds, when it comes to shades, and when it comes to shutters, nobody does it better. Again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's fair to say that when it comes to the powers of the world, there's a bit of an imbalance because China is exercising more and more power. They don't feel threatened by this president or this administration at all. Russia is maintaining a status quo, and whatever goes on in the Ukraine goes on pretty much because Russia wants it to be the way it is, and we're not doing anything about it. Now, we can give the Ukraine all the equipment that we want. By the way, if we finally gave them aircraft, don't you think that would even things off a little bit, or no?
I think it would be a game changer.
Well, then why on earth haven't we done that?
That's a really good question. You know, early on, you know, and subsequently, you know, President Biden has said, we're in for the long haul. Well, I suppose that phrase means, you know, you want to in it to win it, or you're going to stay as long as it takes. But it seems to me that early on, we could have done a lot more, or the, you know, allies could have done a lot more, in order to make sure that Putin was not successful. And here it's just drug on, because we've given him a little bit here, a little bit there. I know it's billions, but like you said, air power in and of itself would be huge.
Well, that's true. And he who controls the skies controls the battlefield, usually.
Well, that's conventionally true. And at the same, but I understand too, I think what the powers that be would be worried about is the idea that Putin would then see that as more of a direct involvement, try to justify expanding the war. But at this point, you know, this war continues on and on and on. It could expand on its own, even accidentally at some point, if it's never put to rest.
All right, now the game in the Middle East is still going on with the oil and with the price of gasoline, the refinery prices and whatnot, and it had been up as high as 4 cents a gallon. It's down now to where it's up 2 cents a gallon, so apparently they made the money they wanted, and then the futures took it down a little bit, but West Texas crude right now is down slightly. Brent crude is down slightly. But it's still, let's see here, it's still over $85 a barrel, and that's going to guarantee that you're going to have wholesale prices coming out of the refinery at around $2.80 to $2.85 a gallon, so that's not going to lower the prices any. And again, I go back to the election when we voted in 2020. $1.87 a gallon is what the price was right here in Florida, $1.87 a gallon. And we had become energy self-sufficient. We had more oil, and we were exporting oil all around the country and around the world and going to different places. Russia was buying it. I'm not sure we were selling to China at that time. I think we were, but we were certainly selling it to a lot of our allies. And here we are. We can't get out of our own way because we have to buy oil on the open market at whatever the price is right now. That doesn't help us at all, does it?
No, it doesn't. It is a national security issue to be energy independent. And I'm hopeful that the GOP can make this point over and over and over again during the election and let Joe Biden or whomever the nominee might be at that point and make them try to explain why it's good that we have to go hat in hand to Saudi Arabia or others and say, please generate more oil so that we can run not only our cars and our trucks and everything, but our military. That doesn't put us in a good position.
Well, I violated my own agreement that I'd made because I usually don't give more than $25 to a candidate, not the party, to a candidate during a presidential campaign year. And I'd already given Trump $25 and this, that, and the other. And yesterday I got something from them that asked me if I could give them $45. And then there was $75 and it was $100 and it was all the way up to like $7,000. And I'm not that silly to do something like that. So I said, okay, I'll see if I can do this, because it didn't mention my amount. So I put the $25 in, and I sent it off. And so I violated my own little statement and sent them an extra $25 on top of the $25. And if that helps them, fine. If it doesn't, that's fine, too. But because I understand that what they're doing is they're taking the campaign funds to pay for the litigation for the attorney fees, as well as to have some money for the campaign, because this is really costing him a fortune. I understand he spent well over $40 million so far just for attorney fees.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's no small amount.
No.
And it is going to be interesting to see how all this progresses. You know, I think the prosecutor wants to have a very speedy trial, relatively speaking. But most of that's going to start hitting, I think, a little after the first of the year, and with the documents case at the very least. And so it will be embroiled with all of that if Trump gets the nomination or is all well on his way to the nomination.
Well, the judge yesterday in the D.C. documents trial definitely backed the prosecutor up and kind of stopped his forward progress, if you will. But in the meantime, we've got a caller. Are you ready to take the call?
I am ready.
Well, guess what? Here we go.
And now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God that the captain sent $25. Hope everybody sends $25 to Donald Trump. Under Donald Trump, we had gas prices at 187. Blacks are waking up. The African-American community realizes that Joe Biden is a disaster. Okay, Joe Biden hates America. He hates blacks. He hates whites. He hates you. He hates me. Letting illegals come in this country. Did you see Jim Jordan grill that guy from the FBI and show that he lied and that he was in cahoots and the FBI was censoring, on Facebook to censor stuff? What a disgrace, Christopher Wray. The Federal Bureau of Idiots, the NSA, the CIA, the White House, corrupt as ever. You never seen anything like it. Did you see Brooks' article in the New York Times? What if the Democrats are wrong? Yeah, you're way wrong. Okay? You're way wrong. You haven't noticed that Joe Biden is a disaster. He can't put two sentences together, and he's going to lead this country. He hates you. He's on the Chinese payroll. Wake up, man. Wake up. You're smoking something if you vote for anybody else but Donald Trump. And let me say something about DeSantis. Nobody worked harder for DeSantis than I did, and nobody worked harder for Donald Trump than I did. Nobody. Okay? As Donald Boris Epstein, he ain't smart enough. He ain't tough enough. You need to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. There'll be 50,000 people over here at Raymond James Stadium. So get off your butt like we're pouring concrete and get to the American people and start working for the American people around these unholy,
undying,
crooked courts.
All right. Thank you, Todd. All right. That's Todd. And I'm running out of time, but they got to play this and then we'll get our out here.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And Kyle will be there. He's taking the corporate jet, and he ought to be here about lunchtime. Right, Kyle?
I really wish I could, absolutely, but I'll be there in spirit. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, and we look forward to seeing you in spirit, flying around the
room
with
something. Sounds good,
Captain. All right, we'll talk to you tonight. Have a great day, my friend.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. Appreciate the help he's given me. This is all something that needs to be done per the doctor, and that's what we're doing. So we don't overexert ourselves. But anyway, I'll be back tonight. God bless America, everybody. See you at Mission Barbecue for lunch. Have a great day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.